And the more you play together, and if you like the music, the better you get, and the more songs you learn. And pretty soon we were good enough that we had played a few Air Force service club dances, a few nightclub type places, or I don't know if you call them nightclubs or bars. We'd had a couple of regular jobs where we'd work 3 nights a week, and pretty soon we got an offer in Orlando to go to a club for, I believe it was 5 nights a week in Orlando. And I can't even remember the name of the place right now. But anyhow, a guy came back to his hometown, to Orlando, to make a recording in a local studio there in Orlando. His name was Ral Donner. He had been gone to school in Orlando. Had kind of grew up the same way we did, as being a singer, Elvis Presley imitator. And he came into town to do his to do his make his recordings. And he had somebody who was going to back him financially. They were going to cut a record and distribute it themselves on their own label. The label was called Gone, Gone. He hired a local group that were some, as a matter of fact, they were very good musicians. They played some jazz. They played some dinner music type places. A group called the Starfires. They were very, very good harmony singers and very good musicians. A trumpet player, bass player. A guitar player. I don't remember if there were any others. I remember the trio. But anyhow, they did some very good close harmony. He had them, this Ral Donner had them sing backup voice, vocal backup for him. He sang the song, and the group that I worked with, we had piano, rhythm guitar, a lead guitar, and drummer. And the combination of the Starfires, the, what did we call ourselves? The Rock Masters. The Rock Masters in Orlando were the instrumental part, and then Ral Donner himself was the singer. And he recorded a record called The Girl of My Best Friend. And he recorded another one called You Don't Know What You've Got Until You Lose It. But he sounded a lot like Elvis Presley. He was good Elvis Presley imitator. The record never did do very much. It's there was a few copies distributed to local radio stations and around various places in the South, but it never did much. Maybe at some point David will get a chance to get hold. We have one copy of the record at home on a 45. Maybe David will get a chance to copy it onto tape and have a copy of it.
That's my intent. I've actually kind of looked for a CD mastering of it. It's probably around somewhere, but it could take some real hard looking.
I don't think so. The last time I ever heard of this guy named Ral Donner
Do you know
after
if he's
doing
still
two or
alive? I
three.
was thinking about writing to him. I was thinking about writing to him. Do you know if he's still alive at this
The
point?
last thing I ever heard was in reading a book called Rock On about Elvis Presley. There was a story done. It was called This Is Elvis. And it said in the book that the voiceover, or the Elvis talk, was done by Ral Donner in that movie called This Is Elvis. Movie for television, I think. Maybe it was a television special. But anyhow, Ral Donner, the singer, got to do the Elvis Presley voice in talking. So I don't know if he's still alive now. I'd like to know myself if he is.